Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. You get to create the content that you see there on the website. Everything on the front page, the numbered items as you roll down the page, those are all submitted by listeners like you and then voted up or down, depending on how you feel about what you see there. So you can get interactive. You need a Reddit account, but those are free, and the Free Talk Live account is free. Then get both of those accounts. You link them together in a very simple process. And you're good to go. You can vote and submit content at your leisure at freetalklive.com. And it's helpful for us because we get some idea of what you think's interesting. And the we in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've been talking for the majority of the show about the New York Times piece about Freekeen and the Free State Project, although the folks over at Stop Freekeen believe that the piece is actually about them. And to some extent, it certainly is. They claim that the reporter actually came to them first and set up an appointment to sit down and talk with them, and then he just randomly came by the Keene Activist Center after that. So that makes them feel very, very special.
Okay.
So we'll continue here. We finished the article in the last hour.
What those folks should remember is what you resist persists.
Oh, it's certainly true.
The fact is the activists really don't care about negative publicity in this circumstance. You know, this is negative publicity, in my opinion. And
yeah, I think it's fine that they're out there, the Stop
you're
Free
excited.
Keeners.
No, you're excited about the article. You're excited about the free Stop Free Keeners. You know that those people give you publicity. You're not looking to necessarily create a good, positive PR inside the community. That's not your goal. So all they're doing is helping you achieve your goal.
So let's continue here. We'll go with your calls. And then I've got an interesting comment from the Stop Free Keene group that I think encapsulates the viewpoint of the person who believes in the system.
Okay.
Like this is a person, I will read this comment, of a person who does not believe they are enslaved in any way, shape, or form. Let's go to Perry listening in somewhere in the United States. Perry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are you guys tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Perry?
Okay, well, there's a few things on my mind, but the main thing is, you got the army and the officers, and they can get away with shooting people, and I know they say it's under the job, but if a regular person shoots someone, they get the death penalty? I think that's a little bit too harsh, seeing there is no God, so there is no right for anyone to do that. I think giving them life is worse than murder anyway, because they got to live with guys the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Undesirable guys as well. You know, Mark, didn't you guys get into detail on this story or this issue? Were you talking about this last night? I thought I overheard something.
Yeah, we did talk about this last night, the death penalty and that sort of thing. And, I think that it's debatable as to whether or not life in prison is a worse punishment than death penalty, but I think some would claim it was, mostly because people can't come up with the intestinal fortitude to kill themselves in many cases, so they have to live out life in prison. But you have no hope of leaving when you've got life. I've met plenty of people, several people, who have no chance of ever leaving, and it's an incredible weight on them.
That's really great. But there's another thing that's bothering me, and since I'm on the air, let me get this.
Okay.
I do not agree with that germ out in Nigeria. He's got 200 virgins, and, those poor girls are not going to have a wife after.
Who is this? Some kind of dictator? Who are you talking about?
And, I think you guys should just strap me to the bomb. And I'll just head directly for him. And
I don't know who you're talking about. Who is it in Nigeria that you're talking about?
There's some young
schoolers. That's a very, very, very thing. It's really bothering me big. He's got a big smile, and I would just love to, hit him directly with the bomb.
Okay.
We're strapped to it so we both could burn in hell.
Thank you, Perry, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Perry's adamant about this.
Talking about, let's see here, Nigerian Islamist leader threatens to sell kidnapped girls. Would that be the story? Yeah, that doesn't sound very good. He's claimed responsibility for kidnapping hundreds of schoolgirls 3 weeks ago, called them slaves, and threatened to sell them in the market by Allah. Yeah, not cool.
This is the problem with these old religions that accept slavery. The fact is that Christianity, the Old Testament at the very least, accepts slavery. I don't know that the New Testament, I don't know that it talks about that or not. It would be interesting to sort of look that up, but it's hard to believe that there weren't any slaves 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem and the surrounding, you know, area.
Western education should end, Mr. Shiku. This is Boko Haram. That's the group, the Nigerian Islamist group Boko Haram. The man is Abubakar Shekau. He claimed responsibility for doing this. Western education should end. Girls, you should go and get married. He claimed that he warned that he would give their hands in marriage because they are our slaves. We would marry them out at the age of 9. We would marry them out at the age of 12, he says.
Sounds pretty young.
The message was received by news agencies in Nigeria on Monday and is similar to previous videos reportedly from the group. It is the first time they have claimed responsibility for the kidnappings, which have gripped Nigeria, ignited a rare anti-government protest movement, and embarrassed the governor of President Goodluck Jonathan.
Good luck, Jonathan.
That's who has so far been able to unable to rescue any of the teenage girls. They were abducted from their school in a remote corner of northeastern Nigeria on April 14th. By some counts, 276 remain missing. The kidnappings are the latest assault by Boko Haram, which has committed dozens of massacres of civilians in its five-year insurgency in Nigeria's north with the aim of destabilizing and ultimately overthrowing the Nigerian government. Earlier this year, for instance, more than 50 teenage boys were slaughtered, some burned alive at a government school in the north. That attack, like many others, was quickly forgotten in Nigeria and barely noticed outside of it. The kidnappings of the girls have attracted rare international attention.
Two X chromosomes is more important than a Y chromosome.
Yeah. So, you know, some people, Mark, say that the activists in Keene should be focusing on more important things. They'll acknowledge the intellect of many of the activists here and say that it's a shame that it's being squandered on things like open container ordinances and Robin Hooding and saving people from parking tickets.
I don't think it's necessarily the best use of activist time either, but none of them listen to me. None of them care what I have to say as far as offering.
What would you suggest they do instead?
I think that there have been a lot of successes inside people running for office. And
you can only do that once every 2 years.
Yeah.
So with the rest of the year, what do you do?
You can work within the party system to see how successful you can be. I mean, you know.
There's not much going on there, though. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats only meet once a month.
You're not creating positive, there was a poll done. Now, the veracity of the poll has been questioned, but I don't know. At this point, all I know is that it's
a guy talking to drunken people in the bars in Keene on a Friday night is not a poll.
It's a poll.
That's just a guy talking to some drunken people. But by that evidence, Mark, I took a poll yesterday. I was on the streets.
Did you have 160 people?
Why, yes, actually, I did talk to at least that many people. I talked to, I got actually probably, dozens of signatures on the streets of Keene yesterday afternoon in about an hour and a half. And these are people who are very excited about Robin Hood, cop block. So I'm on the streets. I've got a cop block hoodie on. It's pretty clear what my allegiance is.
Right, and that's one of the problems with taking a poll. But I think that what people have said to
you. Well, the other time I've been on the streets, I haven't been in a cop block hoodie.
I know, but it's not like you're unknown either.
Well, not everybody knows who I am.
If somebody has something nasty
to say, they could certainly say it. But not one person of the dozens that I talked to yesterday, not a single person had anything nasty to say or anything bad to say.
I think that's awesome.
Everyone was overwhelmingly positive towards Robin Hooding and cop block. These were unsolicited comments. I was only talking to them about parking, and I was trying to get them to sign a petition to oppose parking enforcement, or not oppose parking enforcement, oppose the increase in parking rates. And they brought up on their own, hey, are you with Cop Block? Are you with the Robin Hooders? Yes. And then they would say all kinds of just nice things.
No doubt, I would love to see an actual scientific poll done of the people of Keene to see what your market penetration is and what the positive reaction is, because I think it's...
My results were the opposite of what the guys' results were at the bars with the drunks. And these guys were drunk, too, by the way. It was college pub crawl day. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. If you enjoy the show, there are lots of ways to support Free Talk Live. We can tell you about that later. But again, go to freetalklive.com.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've probably heard the shinybadges.com jingle. It's an awesome jingle. I really love it. But what you probably haven't heard about is the new Causes tab. Go to check out shinybadges.com. Click on the Causes tab because every item there includes a donation to a worthy Liberty project. So you can go and click on the anonymous pin, and if you buy that, it'll donate to the Electronic Freedom Foundation. Click on the Shire Society pin, it'll donate to Shire Sharing. But click on the Thanks But No Tanks pin. If you buy that, it'll donate to the Bearcat Defense Fund. So go to shinybadges.com, click on the Causes tab, get yourself some quality Liberty products and that not only start a conversation with your neighbors. And this is the one thing I really love about the Shiny Badges pens is they stand out, they're beautiful, and people ask questions about them when they see them. It supports a cause that you believe in. Get a free gift if you pay in Bitcoin, shinybadges.com.
All right, so we continue here, and I'm not sure which of these stories is more outrageous. Supreme Court's decision in Pennsylvania says the police no longer need a warrant to search your vehicle, or the Supreme Court in the United States has ruled that apparently there's no violation of the Constitution by having a Christian prayer in front of public meetings. We can talk more further about both of those if we get the chance. I wanted to share this excerpt from a post on the Stop Free Keen group, just to kind of harken back to a conversation we were having earlier. You were saying, Mark, that people know that they're enslaved, that the people realize, you know, when they get a ticket that they're under the threat of some sort of consequence, and that people are aware of that threat. Is that essentially what you said earlier? Well, not everybody feels that way.
I don't care if everybody does. I'm talking about the majority of people.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the majority of people think, so I'm not going to go out on that limb. But I do know that some people...
The majority of people feel like if they get a parking ticket and they don't pay that parking ticket, that their car is going to be booted or possibly taken from them.
But okay, they may know what happens, but how they feel about it, you don't know. Some of them feel like they deserve it. There's kind of this self-abuse thing going on that, oh, well, you know, I parked too long, and so I've got to pay the fine or else. Here's one example of that. This is John Hoffman posting on the Stop Free Keen group. He says, he's referring to this New York Times article, stopping the state people from hurting the people of Keene. That was a statement that I had made. Who said we're hurting? Isn't that something of a straw man argument? The government rules with the consent of the governed. If we don't like the government.
So there you go. They don't have my consent. Awesome.
Well, let me finish. If we don't like the government, we campaign and we vote. If we win, good for us. If we lose...
Wait a second. I thought the government didn't have my consent. You don't have my consent to any of this campaign, voting, and all that other stuff.
No, sir. You don't understand the system, do you, Marquez?
Oh, I understand it completely. You're not giving me my opportunity.
Look, this is the system we live under. If you don't like it, leave.
Go where?
I don't know.
Right, that's absolutely. That's the nonsense. We did pick up and move our lives for more freedom. We came to New Hampshire, and we're going to create a place with more freedom. And if you don't like it, get the hell out.
If we win, good for us. If we lose, oh well, maybe next time. We don't have tantrums and hissy fits and call the electorate stupid. That's
Please.
How the system works, and that's where its beauty lies. It's not perfect, but it's better than any alternative I've heard of.
Well, I don't care what alternative you prefer. Here's what my alternative is. My alternative is that I can buy a piece of land, and I can let my friends, and we can create our own little governance there onside that piece of land and be left alone. No property taxes, no income taxes, in no way, shape, or form. We can create our own little society on that piece of land, and every piece we buy that's directly adjacent, we can continue to grow it, and then you'll leave us alone. Is that a deal? Well, no, it's not a deal. It's not a deal, and you won't leave us alone, so therefore... You don't have, the idea that you're giving me the opportunity to not consent, hogwash.
No, you don't have that opportunity.
No.
But I just wanted to share that quote as an example of the mindset of the kind of person who, this person, you know, maybe he feels imposed upon for a moment when he gets that parking ticket, but then he remembers that it's his civic duty and that he has agreed to this deal, and, you know, he should have paid that fine, or he should have paid the fee. He shouldn't have stayed in that store late, and it's all his fault, so he deserves to get that ticket, and he's going to happily go and pay it with a smile on his face. I mean, there were guys in jail that I was in jail with who hadn't hurt anybody, selling some sort of drug or whatever, who still felt like they deserved it. They still felt like, well, you know, it was illegal, and I got caught, so I deserve it.
Well, I think it's just...
self-abusive thing.
You can reasonably expect, if you continue to do the same behavior over and over again, that you will continue to get the same results. But I don't know what.
But it's more than that. It's more than that. It's a mindset of obedience. It's a mindset like they didn't do what the law said, even though they knew they were breaking the law. They didn't care about that. After they got caught, then it became the wrong thing. Oh, well, I got busted, and so I deserve this.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, you don't deserve it. You didn't hurt anybody. You didn't do anything wrong. You just sold a plant to somebody. You sold some pills to somebody. You didn't deserve this at all. But they think they do. And that's, I think, an indicator of this sort of abused mindset by the people who are so stuck inside this system. And how do you change that? Well, obviously they bristle against any suggestion of change. You know, they're constantly saying that they don't like the way the activists go about it. But I'm sorry, if all the activists were doing was what you suggested, Mark, and that is running for political office. If you run for political office and say you want to end the war on drugs, people are going to freak out.
Here in New Hampshire, people know so little about the people that run for office. They know the fact is that most people here in New Hampshire and really around the country know nothing of their local and state politicians.
It's true.
And many activists have been brought on board into the state house because they had a Republican or Democrat behind their name.
Yes.
And so therefore, I don't think it really matters what planks you run under. You just sort of come up with some, sort of catch-all planks that sound, I support your freedom to, for lower taxes or whatever it is you say.
And yeah, but Mark, I mean, you don't just run for office on planks. When you run for office, people are going to ask you questions. You're right,
but
most people don't care.
Most of them don't care.
That's true. Most people don't care, but you're going to get questions. Are you going to respond to the questionnaire from the newspaper?
I'll respond to all this stuff, but I don't think it matters.
Well, then you're not going to be able to just paper over your viewpoint unless you're willing to lie, and I'm not willing to do that.
I'm not willing to lie either. Activists get in all the time here, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it likely, if people had an opportunity to sit down with them and, hear their frank opinions on things, they might be horrified.
They might.
But they don't know. They just don't know. Here in Keene, because many of the people are hypersensitive because they've been dealing with the Robin Hooder activists and Free Keene activists for years, yeah, they pay a lot more attention. You can't just run as a Democrat here and win.
That's true, but not that many more people are voting here. The numbers are still what they've always been in Keene, which is dismal as far as turnout is concerned. So it's not like they're coming out in droves to oppose us. 855, 450 free. Apathy is still very, very strong here in Keene, New Hampshire. You take control on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. We're big fans of Bitcoin at Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes.
We have, I believe you also have, a blockchain.info wallet.
I do. I have more than one.
On my phone, and it's very, very handy. These guys are probably the longest running online Bitcoin wallet service and the most successful, and they've done an amazing job at really putting Bitcoin and making Bitcoin easy to access, making that possible for people. And now they're making it easier for businesses.
That's right. Businesses can go to, really for physical businesses this is for,
yeah.
blockchain.com. And there they've got an app that you can download for your smartphone or your tablet, whatever it is that you use to do sales there at your business, or you can potentially use this sales, to safely, securely, and for free accept Bitcoins. So you've probably been hearing about Bitcoins. You've thought about Bitcoins for your business, but it sounds hard. Well, it's not hard anymore. Just go there to blockchain.com, download the app. There are no terms of service or ID requirements of any kind. Imagine this for a moment, would you please, business owner? There are no terms of service or ID requirements of any kind. People just buy stuff at your store. It's like cash. Go to blockchain.com, download the app from the Google Play Store, and get started. Zero fees. Blockchain.com.
So there's a disturbing story also from the New York Times about a Supreme Court decision. This was published in today's edition as well. Supreme Court has ruled that a town in upstate New York did not violate the Constitution by starting its public meetings with a prayer from a chaplain of the month who was almost always Christian. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the majority in a 5-4 decision that divided the court's more conservative members from its liberal ones, said the prayers were merely ceremonial. They were neither unduly sectarian nor likely to make members of other faiths feel unwelcome. Really? What if you're a Satanist?
What if you're an atheist?
Ceremonial prayer, he wrote, is but a recognition that, since this nation was founded and until the present day, many Americans deem that their own existence must be understood by precepts far beyond that authority of government to alter or define, unquote. So because Americans have had religion, that should mean it's okay for Christian churches to come to government ceremonies and have themselves a prayer.
Not just Christian churches, but other religions too. But I just don't think it's appropriate. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
And I say that as a minister in the Shire Free Church, by the way.
Indeed.
That I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate for the state to fraternize. I don't like the idea of the state in the first place. But as long as the idea exists, then it should not play favorites with religion. Otherwise,
if I get up and give this prayer and I say, "Oh, mighty Odin, thank you for your one-eyed goodness," there's going to be people like, "What is he talking about?" There's no reason you should feel uncomfortable at these events.
Yeah, and I felt uncomfortable. They actually had a minister or some sort of pastor give a prayer or a benediction, actually, I think is what they called it, at the ceremony for the swearing in of the mayor and the city councilors here in Keene. Mm-hmm. And some of the activists attended. We actually attended with the intention of performing a 2014 edition of the drinking game, wherein we would drink from bottles that, in theory, could have been filled with alcohol, like brown or green bottles. But it was, point of fact, filled with something else. Not alcoholic. But it was during that they actually had one of these things. And I was shocked that they would so brazenly just promote one religion during their government circumstance or their government meeting, their government ceremony. So that's what we're dealing with in this case.
It's not appropriate.
It's Greece, New York. Now, in the dissenting opinion, Justice Elena Kagan said the town's practices could not be reconciled with the First Amendment's promise that every citizen, irrespective of her religion, owns an equal share of her government. Town officials in, I don't remember the First Amendment saying anything about you owning a share of the government, though. Town officials in Greece, New York, near Rochester, said that members of all faiths and atheists were welcome to give the opening prayer. In practice, however, almost all of the chaplains were Christian. Some of their prayers were explicitly sectarian, with references, for instance, to the saving sacrifice of Jesus Christ
right.
on the cross.
What else are they going to say? In the name of Jesus, we thank you, amen. Things like this. You've got to... if you're saying, dear God, what if there's more than one God in these people's minds? It's not appropriate.
Right, just because
not
they...
Not the place for it.
If they open it up and they say, well, we're allowing anybody to come and do this, well, that's good, but not everyone should feel obligated. If you're sitting in the audience and you are upset at the fact that there's somebody there from a religion, saying things that make you feel, that you feel uncomfortable about... You shouldn't be obligated to say, well,
I'll get up my own prayer.
Right. Not that the average person isn't outgoing enough to do something like that.
Dear God, would you please save me from these people that think that they could just say whatever they want in front of a government meeting?
Two town residents sued, saying the prayers ran afoul of the First Amendment's prohibition of government establishment of religion.
Seems obvious.
They said the prayers offended them and, in Justice Kennedy's words, quote, made them feel excluded and disrespected, unquote. But Justice Kennedy said the relevant constitutional question was not whether they were offended. He said that adults often encounter speech they find disagreeable. Well, yeah, but the idea is...
But it's not coming from their government that they're forced to fund. Yeah. Look, if I go stand on the street corner and I say whatever I want to say, that's one thing. You're supposed to be able to do that. It's another thing entirely when it's done at a government meeting that I was forced to pay for.
Yeah, it's offensive enough that I have to sit through a Pledge of Allegiance, let alone some prayer from another church. Justice Kennedy said tradition starting with the first Congress supported the constitutionality of ceremonial prayers at the start of legislative sessions. He added that it would be perilous for courts to decide when those prayers crossed a constitutional line and became impermissibly sectarian. The idea, look, is not to me to judge the content of the prayer. It's to have it even happen at all. Just cut it out entirely. Do you really need to have a prayer before the government people have their meeting?
Doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it seems entirely unnecessary, and it seems like, wasn't it Jesus who said that you should pray in the closet? I mean, this seems like a real, hey, look at us kind of thing for the people in the...
We got God on our side.
To hold that invocations must be non-sectarian, he wrote, would force the legislatures that sponsor prayers and the courts that are asked to decide these cases to act as supervisors and censors of religious speech, a rule that would involve government in religious matters to a far greater degree than is the case under the town's current practice of neither editing or approving prayers in advance nor criticizing their content after the fact. Dear flying spaghetti monster, please save me from these officious government bureaucrats that believe that they can do whatever they want under the color of law. Please send your noodly appendage to rip them out of their seats and bang them against the wall repeatedly. I mean, like, what you can just, anybody can come up and say whatever they want. That's what they said, right?
Yeah, right. Look at the Baphomet statue situation in Oklahoma if you want to see a counter to that claim. The claim is anybody can get involved, but what happens when the Satanists step forward to say that they want their equal time? All of a sudden, the rules are going to change. And I'm not saying that based on speculation. I'm saying that based on news.
This is one of the reasons that that I believe many many atheists are driven to sort of satanic symbolism and that sort of thing, just to F with the Christians and their sort of stranglehold. Now, consider for a second that this is a government agency that has had largely Christian prayers for going on and ad infinitum, and the claim is over and over again that Christians are persecuted. I mean, you know, you can believe that they'll be out in force if somebody wants to come in and give a Satanist prayer. I almost wish that some people would do it, even though I don't support Satanism.
So I think this is an appropriate time to talk about the Satanic Temple and what their plan is in Oklahoma. In January, as you may recall, we talked about this at the time. The Satanic Temple announced plans to erect a monument glorifying the Dark Lord on the front lawn of the Oklahoma State House. They raised $30,000. Their goal was $20,000. They have an artist trained in classical sculpture who is toiling away in New York crafting a Baphomet figure sitting beneath an inverted pentagram and flanked by two children gazing upward in loyalty. When it's finished, it'll be cast in bronze and the Satanist hope eventually displayed in Oklahoma. We'll give you an update on what's happening in Oklahoma and why it is that they have created this here in a moment, and how it is that the Oklahoma people plan to stop them. Because in Oklahoma, they have a monument to the Ten Commandments. So shouldn't they allow the Satanists to have their monument as well? More coming up here in moments. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you to get in with your thoughts about whatever you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. If you want to help support the show, please amp us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
And cashintocoins.com is the best way to get bitcoins. We've talked about bitcoins a lot here on Free Talk Live. I want to make sure that you understand how to get them. And it's not always that easy. A lot of people are confused how to get bitcoins, but cashintocoins.com makes it easy. And they've got a big announcement coming soon that will make it even easier for you to get bitcoins. Go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You just click on that contact link there, and you email them at the support link, and they're going to get right back to you. I've done a lot of business with cashintocoins.com, and if I've got a problem or anything's not working out exactly the way I'd hoped, you just email them, and they take good care of you there. Cashintocoins.com, their rates are awesome. Orders under $40 carry no fee. Get this, you can get into bitcoins with no fee. Use a money order, check, wire transfer, cashintocoins.com.
So, continuing here with a story from Vice.com, an update on the Baphomet statue that is being created by the folks calling themselves the Satanic Temple. Not sure if they actually really believe in Satan or if they're just really effective trolls, but they really are creating this humongous statue of Baphomet with two small children looking up at him sitting in front of an upside-down pentagram. The statue is a direct response to the state's installation of a Ten Commandments monument outside the Capitol in 2012. State Representative Mike Ritz paid for the statue with his own money, and therefore it was considered a donation and okay to place on government property.
Yep,
following
biggie, right?
That line of reasoning, the Satanic Temple submitted a formal application for their monument. As Trait Thompson of the Oklahoma Capital Preservation Commission told CNN last December, quote, individuals and groups are free to apply to place a monument or statue or artwork, unquote. The applications are then approved or rejected by the commission. Unfortunately, the state has placed a halt on issuing permits for any other monuments until a lawsuit filed by the ACLU against Ritz's Commandments Monument is settled. So, oh, well, we're just not looking at applications right now. Technically, if we're allowing one religion to have a statue, we have to allow others, but we'll think about it later, on into the future sometime when this news dies down and the decision has been made in court, which could be who knows how long.
Yeah, years
from now. So it's on hold at the moment. We can tell you more about what's happening there, but let's go first to Josh. He's in New York listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, Josh?
So I just wanted to bring up the fact that with that recent Supreme Court ruling in Greece, New York, they're allowing prayer at public town gatherings.
Yes.
This seems to go hand in hand with the fact, you know, the Satanist statue that's being erected. You know, if anything, it's just causing a problem. And in the dissent, one of the judges mentioned that, well, you know, prayer is built into the fabric of the society. Well, I can think of a lot of things that were built into the fabric of our society that I don't necessarily agree with. You know, they may have been
slavery
time.
Being chief among them.
Exactly. And the fact that in this example, in Greece, New York, it's a suburb of Rochester, you know, they're saying that, you know, we're going to allow prayer at the beginning of these functions. It's just such a slap in the face. And it forces people like me who, you know, I don't believe in God. I mean, I am an atheist, but I keep, you know, my thoughts to myself. I'm not trying to convert anyone. But if I were to show
it's
up
incredible, incredible
function,
pressure, though. I mean,
it
because
is. It's awful. As soon as you hear, like, what you said, you know, like, in Jesus' name, amen. Then I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I have to choose a side. This is like an issue. And,
yeah.
You know, I turn to people like the Satanists who I would never identify with, but I'm like, right on, you know. But mm-hmm. to me, it's like it's taking an issue and just making it on an abstract level even worse. But it's like getting down to it, the separation of church and state exists for a reason. I just can't believe in 2014 that kind of ruling would even be passed down.
It's shocking.
My mind. Yeah. And, I mean, I've actually turned to organizations like Freedom From Religion. Another move that I actually probably would never have made if it weren't for the fact that I felt like, you know, Christianity being the example, and not to sound negative, but is being shoved down my throat.
So we recently read, here on tonight's show, we read a thing about, from some, I don't know, politician or whatever they were that said, you know, government comes from the consent of the governed. Do you feel like you've given your consent to this? Because, I mean, clearly the Supreme Court said it's fine. The government said that you've given your consent, right?
Exactly. And the fact that the taxpayer money is going towards, my money is going towards this, and that kind of speech is permitted is, I mean, you're making my point for me, but, of course.
Yeah. And if you decided that you wanted to protest this and not pay taxes, then the very same people would be thanking God when the police come and throw you out of your home violently.
Precisely. And it's like I and, you know, other friends of like mine, are, we just find ourselves in this position where we're just like, well, what are our options? You know, like what are we left to do? If we're patriotic, we love this country with all of our hearts. I mean, if anything, that should be one thing that we and, like, the other religious people have in common. The unfortunate, you know, aspect of this is that they feel like their opinion is should be ubiquitous. And if you're not on board, then, you know, the popular go-to they use is, we'll leave the country. And that's so offensive.
Well, you know, I have a solution, and the solution is what the Mormons did. It's to move together with like-minded people. I mean, the fact is, you look at Clearwater, Florida. That place is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Heinlein guys. Not Heinlein. Who's the Scientology guy? That's Roberts.
It's slipping my mind.
What's that?
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name either.
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard, yeah. So, like,
Scientologist.
There are so many Scientologists there. They have their headquarters there. They have so many Scientologists there that they own the city council. And, you know, I'm sure that's an uncomfortable place to go to a city council meeting as well. But if people who have similar belief systems, I think, collect together in geographic areas, then that can make life more comfortable. And that's one of the reasons why people who love liberty are coalescing in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Josh, thanks for calling in with your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing.
No, thank you so much.
Yep, no problem. Appreciate it. 855-453. More about the Baphomet statue. This thing's real. We were wondering if this was just a joke, but no, they actually have this large statue. I'm not sure how tall it is, but it looks pretty big. Let's see. So the Satanists are building this thing, according to Vice.com, and the author was offered a peek at the work in progress by temple spokesperson Lucian Greaves. Lucian told me that he has received numerous threats from people who want to attack the sculpture, but that he wouldn't expect these outraged and nearly insensible reactionaries to actually know how to assault a bronze monument without severely hurting themselves in the process. Still, he's not taking any chances. The temple is building a mold of the sculpture so they can pop these things out like evil, terribly expensive action action figures whenever they need a new one. Depending on our insurance policy, Greaves said, we may be able to cast two from the destruction of one, expediting our arrival to the next battleground. The temple estimates the monument will be finished in a few months. Once it's done, they plan to put it in front of the Oklahoma State House, regardless of the Capitol Preservation Commission's ongoing battle against the ACLU. Now, that's going to be an interesting instance of civil disobedience. If the official process is that they have to go through this committee to get permission to put their statue on the lawn, they're saying they're just going to pop it up on the lawn. I mean, why shouldn't they? There's a Ten Commandments statue there that is fairly large on the Oklahoma State House, you know, right there next to the front doors, essentially, of the Oklahoma State House. So they're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, I mean, you know, there's a permit process. And, of course, well, I'm sorry, you just didn't make the
window. There are no permits available.
We're just not issuing permits right now. As though this isn't in some way discrimination. Ridiculous.
Right.
You know, was the permit process in place when the first...
They feel they should be allowed because their application was submitted before the hullabaloo over Ritz's monument.
Mm.
So they had their application in before the commission decided we're not going to process applications anymore. Let's go to Jake in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jake.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
You know, as a Christian, I feel like kind of the other side, that I don't appreciate atheism being forced down my throat.
Why is that happening?
Get along? Well, because he's saying, you know, we've got to strip everything off of the face of the earth that has anything to do with God and with faith and with all that.
I didn't hear anyone say that. I didn't hear anyone say that, Jake. What I heard him say earlier is that he didn't like the idea of being in a room, a government meeting, and having to hear a Christian prayer. He didn't say he wanted to give you an atheist prayer in response.
But he should take that as the rant of a crazy person on the street, because obviously all of us crazy people are just talking to someone who doesn't exist, so why does he care?
Because it's taking up time in a government meeting. I'll tell you what, call us tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern time. You're in Utah, so call us at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We would love to talk to you further about this issue, but we just don't have time tonight. So, Jake, mark your calendar. We'd love to hear back from you. Thanks for the call tonight. We'll be out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident, suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.